The next patient is Ruth Deacon. The last name is D-E-A-C-O-N. First name, Ruth, R-U-T-H. This is the clinical case of a 76-year-old white female that was found with a carcinoma of the breast in 2004. Apparently, it was treated surgically and with chemotherapy. The patient was in remission, but she was recently found with a relapsing carcinoma that has metastasis in the liver, among other places. This patient was evaluated by Dr. Shah, and and has been treated with lately with the administration of Xeloda, X-E-L-O-D-A, 3 milligrams, 3 tablets in the morning and 3 times in the evening. The patient tolerated the medication just a couple of days and then developed significant nausea and vomiting. The patient went to a hospital, and in the hospital was evaluated, and she was found with an acute kidney injury with a creatinine that was above 3 milligrams per deciliter. They did a renal dynamic scan as well as a abdominal ultrasound, and she was found with a hydronephrosis in the right side. The urologist, Dr. Onishi, did a retrograde and found the proximal stricture of the right ureter. She doesn't mention any abnormalities in the endothelium. A stent was placed, and the serum creatinine started to trend down and has been down to 2.13 milligrams per deciliter a week ago. We don't have an evaluation for protein and creatinine. Protein or creatinine in the urine, period. During the same hospital stay, the patient was found with further deterioration of the ejection fraction. This patient has a history of cardiomyopathy that is ischemic in origin, that was diagnosed while she was up in Indiana. This cardiomyopathy is also playing a role in the deterioration of the kidney function. It is our impression that this patient has a obstructive uropathy in the presence of cardiorenal syndrome. The patient had also a chemotherapy that could be considered part of the differential. Both of the medications that had been given have a kidney toxicity. Period. From the nephrology point of view, we are going to repeat the protein and creatinine ratio in the urine, microalbumin creatinine ratio in the urine, serum creatinine, and we are going to reevaluate the case afterwards. Period number two, the patient has a dilated ischemic cardiomyopathy with a systolic dysfunction and tendency to retain fluid. In that regard, we are going to recommend a free sodium diet with the a fluid restriction between 40 and 50 ounces. We are going to give a target weight of 137 pounds. If the patient is over, she would get a furosemide 40 milligrams on a daily basis. She is to maintain the body weight around 130-107 pounds to avoid fluid overload or dehydration. Following number, metastatic CA of the breast that is treated by Dr. Shah, S-H-A-H, at the Florida Cancer Center. Following number, anemia related to CKD and chemotherapy. Following number, the patient has CKD stage 4. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease, asymptomatic. Following number, hyperlipidemia. We are going to reevaluate the case in about 5 weeks. We are aware that the patient is going to be evaluated by Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-S-H-I. In the near future. Paragraph, thanks for your kind referral. I'll keep you posted of the progress. Paragraph, I invested ...25 minutes examining the chart and the lab, as well as the imaging. In the face-to-face, 30 minutes. And in the documentation, 10 minutes.